As part of our ongoing coverage of the recent Clearwater Festival, we have a two-part segment. First, we talk with Patrick Wadden of the Arm of the Sea Theater, and then we talk to Natalie from WESPAC, one of the oldest piece groups in the state.
So we're here at the Clearwater Festival, and we're talking with Patrick Wadden, who runs Arm of the Sea Theater. And I've known Arm of the Sea over the years. They've come a lot over the years through Earth Day, Lobby Days, and help out with various skits and puppets. But Patrick, what is the essence of Arm of the Sea?
The essence of Arm of the Sea is a performance ensemble that combines the performing arts, the literary arts, the visual arts, and we try to fuse the insights of science with the age-old jolly art of puppetry. And we have been touring this region and far beyond we're in our 36th season. So the essence of Arm of the Sea is bringing joy and insight and community uplift to all kinds of venues, traditional performing arts centers and community centers and festivals and waterfront parks and farms and all over the place. We perform in many kinds of situations.
Now, I've seen a number of your shows over the year. They're all fairly elaborate, require a lot of work, a lot of puppetry, a lot of writing. How many different shows do you try to put together a year? And any insight into the creative process of how do you put those together?
Well, it's a bit like making maple syrup. You take a lot of ideas and material and sketches, and then you cook it down into what we try to cook it to what we hope is an essential concentrated mix of music and movement and visuals and message.
Now, you mentioned it's been like almost, 36 years?
We're in our 36th season, yes.
Right. And I remember with Pete Seeger, Pete Seeger wasn't always the beloved figure that he eventually became, but one of the things was he spent a lot of time performing for children, and then 15, 20 years later, they were great fans of his. Now, you've been doing this for 36 years, so you've seen the children of the children that you used to perform for. Obviously, a lot of adults come as well, but, how has that generation thing shifted?
Well, I guess that would be the case. We've performed in literally thousands of schools over the time, and although now we primarily do public performances because the schools, there's not much space for outside artists apparently in schools these days, but maybe that'll change again. The other thing interesting about Pete, he also managed to outlive some of his most fierce detractors and just outlive them and triumph in that way. So there's a certain power in just being able to sustain what you're doing. And we've been lucky that way because of the great people that have worked with us and continue to work with us. Musicians and performers that come in to the company and stay for 2 years, for 10 years, for 15 years, and really, make it possible to keep doing this.
And, is there a particular type of reaction or experience you're hoping that the audience gets from, attending one of your performances?
We want people to go, Oh yeah, I forgot that. We want people to say, oh, I will remember that. We want people to say, oh, that makes me feel great and joyful and grateful to be alive and keep putting the seeds in for the future.
Now, I understand you're coming to Schenectady in the July. What's that piece going to be about, and where's that going to be taking place?
We are going to be at the Schenectady Recycle and Compost Fair, which takes place in the Central Park Amphitheater and around there on Saturday, July 28th. It's put on by the Cornell Cooperative Extension of Schenectady County. And the show we're bringing is called Dirt, The Secret Life of Soil. So it's a pretty direct connection between the processes of the soil and, of course, processes of compost and recycling. So
Now, we're sitting next to your van, so I can see your website, www.armofthesea.org. But, you know, what can people find on your website? Do you have, like, you know, videos of some of your performances? And, you know, how best do people want to interact or find out more about you besides looking at the website?
Well, they can come out at the website. You certainly can find out what shows we're touring in the repertoire this season. We have 4 or 5 shows. Oh, we'll be next weekend. Matter of fact, think about the Capital District. We'll be at Old Songs Festival on Saturday with a piece called La Cosecha, The Harvest. And that is a story of an immigrant farm worker. So it's about situations going on right now and also where our food comes from. We're hosting a special event, our special annual event in Saugerties, which is our home base, on August 17th, 18th, and 19th. We call that the Esopus Creek Puppet Suite, 3 evenings of a spectacle in a waterfront park in Saugerties. And they can find out about that and other events that we're hosting and taking part in throughout the region.
And we've been talking with Patrick Wadden of Arm of the Sea Theater here at the Clearwater Festival. And this is Mark Dunley for WOOC. So we're here at the Clearwater Festival, and we ran across the table of one of the oldest and most prominent peace groups in New York State, Westpac, up in Westchester. And so we're talking to Natalie. Natalie, can you just give our listeners a little bit of introduction to Westpac?
Hi. So the Westpac Foundation is a Westchester-based social justice not-for-profit, founded in 1973, and we basically focus on all things social justice, and that can range from homelessness to undoing racism to refugee task force to food justice and environmental justice.
I used to work for the Hunger Action Network of New York State. What are some of the food justice issues Westpac is doing these days?
Well, so in Westchester, I believe 1 in 4 people suffer from lack of access to food. At the moment, we are developing a food truck in which we are able to give the community members free meals that we would get from local gardens, local farms.
And I understand one of the key issues you've been working on recently has been the immigration issue, which has been a big problem in Rensselaer County. We're the only county in New York State that's opted into the 287D program with ICE. But what are some of the immigrant concerns that Westpac's been addressing?
Some of the immigrant concerns that Westpac has been facing is trying to get a sanctuary in Westchester where refugees can assimilate to this country and to the workforce.
Now, I know that Westchester County, I think, now has a Democratic county executive, and probably some of the cities are probably a little bit more liberal leadership. Have any of the city or the county yet made moves towards sanctuary status?
I'm not sure.
Not sure. Okay. What are some of the other peace issues that Westpac is working on right at the moment?
Other pieces that Westpac is working on at the moment is, in general, in our work, one thing that we've noticed is balance and equilibrium. So something that Westpac has been doing lately is kind of bringing arts to the community, arts that are more accessible, you know, mostly free and open to the public. So one of the series that we're hosting is a painting series. You get to come. You pay a small fee, and it goes back towards Westpac Foundation. They're also going to have a summer solstice intercultural community ceremony in which we honor the summer solstice in a way that includes all cultures, you know, that to a certain extent we're all affected by diaspora. And so that's something that lately we've been doing, is kind of just balancing the heavy work that we do with a little bit of grounding.
And if people want to find out more about Westpac, do you have a, you know, website?
Yeah, westpacfoundation.org. We also have a Facebook that is also Westpac Foundation. And you can follow us there. If you want to sign up for the newsletter, it's through the website, and that way you can stay involved on everything that's happening in the community.
Thank you very much, Natalie.
That was Hudson Mohawk Magazine correspondent Mark Dunlea reporting on the Arm of the Sea Theater in Westpac from the recent Clearwater Festival.